wood mold, you know, they used to put press the butter in there and then push it down. And then they would, if it was a warm day, they would keep that butter in a cool place, and then when they take it out, they'd wrap it in damp cloths to keep it solid until they got in town with it. And they would bring, oh, in any place from 20 to 30 and 35 pounds of butter every Saturday morning. Dad usually had about 100 pounds, from 100 to 125 pounds of country butter. And we had a list. Mrs. wanted 3 pounds of butter, and Mrs. wanted 2 pounds of butter, and the Smiths wanted 1 pound of butter, and we had a list. Now then, if the butter went short, Mr. instead of 3 pounds, got 2 pounds. And we cut everybody down a pound to make them go around to our regular customers. And we always explained, your butter is short today because the farmers didn't bring in the proper amount of butter. If the butter mold didn't have a little design in the top, I'll show you how they put it on.
All righty.
that's good. Well, let's see. Now, when meat really goes bad, you say that meat is...
Oh, I would say spoiled or rancid or decayed, whatever
right,
you want.
Right. Now, what did you call a loaf or a sausage made of head parts? Is there a word for that?
Head cheese.
And how about a preparation?
Now, there was another preparation there that we used to call... Pone hoss, too.
Oh.
Pone hoss.
Now, what did it have?
That was made out of the meat. The head of the hog was cooked, and all the meat was taken off of the bone. And then it was usually made with white corn meal. You cook this meat, and then would stir in the corn meal. And when it got down, it was a good deal like a...